Lesson 21, Alma did judge righteous judgments. Mosiah, chapter 29, Alma, chapters 1 through 4. Purpose: to help class members understand righteous principles of government and avoid priestcraft and pride. Preparation: read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Mosiah chapter 29. Mosiah teaches principles of good government and warns his people of the dangers of having a king. The people heed his counsel and appoint judges to be their political leaders, with Alma the Younger as chief judge. B. Alma chapter 1. Alma the Younger serves as chief judge and high priest. He combats priestcraft among the people. C. Alma chapters 2 through 3. Amalekai seeks to be king but is rejected by the voice of the people. He and his followers join with the Lamanites, mark their foreheads red, and wage war against the believing Nephites. D. Alma chapter 4. Church members prosper but become prideful. Alma resigns the judgment seat to devote himself to the ministry. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. List the following words on the chalkboard: monarchy, republic, democracy, theocracy. What do these words mean? Use the following definitions as needed to help class members. Monarchy: absolute rule by one person, such as a king. Republic: rule by a group of elected representatives. Democracy: government by the people with majority rule. Theocracy: government guided by God through revelation to a prophet. What type of government did the Nephites have under Mosiah? Explain that for many years Mosiah served as a king and a prophet who received revelation from God to lead the people. After the reign of King Mosiah, Alma the Younger was appointed chief judge over the people of Nephi, thus beginning a new form of government and a time period known as the Reign of the Judges. According to the scriptures, Alma did walk in the ways of the Lord, and he did keep his commandments, and he did judge righteous judgments. Mosiah chapter 29, verse 43. This lesson explains how the system of judges was organized to provide righteous leadership and describes some of the challenges Alma faced as chief judge and as the presiding high priest over the people. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Mosiah teaches principles of good government. Discuss Mosiah chapter 29. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that when all of King Mosiah's sons refused to succeed him as king, Mosiah sent a written proclamation among the people, recommending a system of government to replace the rule of kings after his death. What counsel did Mosiah give his people about having kings? See Mosiah chapter 29, verses 13 and 16. Which two men did Mosiah describe as different examples of kings? Refer to Mosiah chapter 29, verses 13 and 18. You may want to briefly review the influence these two kings had on the people. How did King Mosiah describe the consequences of having a wicked leader? See Mosiah chapter 29, verses 16 through 18, and verses 21 through 23. Mosiah suggested that the people establish a system of judges to replace the rule of kings. What qualities did Mosiah say these judges should have? See Mosiah chapter 29, verse 11, also Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 10. Why are these qualities important in leaders today? What was the foundation of the laws that the people would be judged by? See Mosiah chapter 29, verse 11, also Mosiah chapter 29, verses 12 through 14. What blessings can people enjoy when they live by laws that are based on righteous principles? What did Mosiah propose to limit the power that could be obtained by wicked individuals or groups? See Mosiah chapter 29, verses 24 through 26, and verses 28 through 29. He proposed that they do all things by the voice of the people, appoint judges and make the judges accountable to the people, and have a system of appeals against judges who did not judge by the law. What did Mosiah say would happen if the majority of the people chose wickedness? See Mosiah chapter 29, verse 27. What are some ways we can help others understand and choose righteousness? 2. Alma the Younger serves as chief judge and combats priestcraft. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma chapter 1. Explain that the people had followed Mosiah's counsel and appointed judges throughout the land with Alma the Younger as chief judge. In the first year of the reign of the judges, a man named Nahor was brought before Alma to be judged. Alma chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 and verse 15. What had Nahor been teaching the people? See Alma chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. What was the effect of his teaching? See Alma chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. Why do you think Nahor's teachings were appealing to so many people? Which of these same teachings have you heard in our day? While Nahor was preaching to the people, he was met by Gideon, a member of the church who served as a teacher. Alma chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. You may want to remind class members that Gideon had served faithfully as a captain for King Limhi. How did Gideon respond to Nahor's false teachings? See Alma chapter 1, verse 7. How does knowing and testifying of the Word of God help us withstand false teachings? Nahor became angry with Gideon and slew him with a sword. Alma chapter 1, verse 9. When the people took Nahor before Alma, what two crimes did Alma find him guilty of? Alma chapter 1, verses 10 through 13. Priestcraft and murder. What is priestcraft? See Alma chapter 1, verse 16, also 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 29. What warning did Alma give regarding priestcraft? Refer to Alma chapter 1, verse 12. What evidence have you seen of priestcraft in our day? Although Nahor was put to death for his crimes, priestcraft and other wickedness continued to spread throughout the land. Alma chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. What began to happen between those who belonged to the church and those who did not? See Alma chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. How should we treat people who disagree with our beliefs? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 41. How did this contention affect some members of the church? Refer to Alma chapter 1, verses 23 through 24. What can we learn from those who remained in the church of God? See Alma chapter 1, verse 25. How can we remain steadfast and immovable in keeping the commandments of God? Alma chapter 1, verses 26 through 30 describes a time of peace and prosperity among the people of the church. You may want to read these verses aloud and then discuss some of the following questions. How did the priests regard those whom they taught? See Alma chapter 1, verse 26. Why is this attitude important when we are teaching others? How have you been blessed by teachers who have taught with humility? How did Alma describe the way the members of the church treated those in need? See Alma chapter 1, verse 27. How can following their example bring peace to our lives? 3. Amalekai seeks to be king, but is rejected by the voice of the people. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma, chapters 2 through 3. In the fifth year of the reign of the judges, a cunning man named Amalekai was joined by many followers who wanted to make him king over the land. Alma chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Why did Amalekai want to be king? See Alma chapter 2, verse 4. What did he do when the majority of the people voted against him? See Alma chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. What was the result of the first battle between the Nephites and the Amalekites? See Alma chapter 2, verses 16 through 19. When Alma sent spies to follow the remainder of the Amalekites, what did the spies observe? Refer to Alma chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. Even though they were fewer in number, how were the Nephites able to defeat the combined army of the Amalekites and Lamanites? See Alma chapter 2, verses 27 through 28. What did the Amalekites do to distinguish themselves from the Nephites? See Alma chapter 3, verses 4 and 13. How were these markings a fulfillment of prophecy? See Alma chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. Why is it important for us to see that they brought upon themselves the curse? Alma chapter 3, verse 19. 4. The church prospers but becomes prideful. Alma resigns the judgment seat to devote himself to the ministry. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma chapter 4. Even though the Nephites had been victorious in battle over the Amalekites and the Lamanites, many Nephites had died, and those who remained had suffered great losses among their flocks and their grain. Alma chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. What were some results of these afflictions? See Alma chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. How might our afflictions awaken us to remember our duty? How long did it take the members of the church to return from great righteousness to pride and worldliness? Refer to Alma chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. 1 year. Why do you think it is often difficult for prosperous people to avoid pride and materialism? How can we avoid these sins? How did pride affect the way the people of the church treated others, both in and out of the church? See Alma chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. How did this influence the way non-members viewed the church? See Alma chapter 4, verse 10. Why is the example of church members important to the missionary work of the church? When have you seen people influenced for good by the example of church members? What did Alma do in response to the increasing pride and iniquity of the people? See Alma chapter 4, verses 15 through 18. Why did he do this? See Alma chapter 4, verse 19. How can preaching the Word of God stir people up in remembrance of their duty? How can preaching the Word of God pull down pride, craftiness, and contention? What does the phrase bearing down in pure testimony suggest about the power with which Alma would teach? Alma chapter 4, verse 19. How has your life been changed by hearing others bear pure testimony of the gospel? What problems in the world today could be solved by preaching and living the gospel? Conclusion. Invite class members to ponder how the challenges Alma faced are similar to problems we face today, and how many of the solutions to these problems are similar. Explain that in coming weeks, class members will study Alma's response to other challenges he faced as the high priest over the people. Encourage class members to observe how Alma preached the Word of God to deal with each situation he faced. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. End of Lesson 21, Alma Did Judge Righteous Judgments.